This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. About 3,000 Kaiser Permanente employees, about half its Colorado workforce, plan to announce this evening whether they'll go on strike at the end of the month. Technicians and support staff voted through this afternoon. The potential strike would only happen if workers can't reach a deal with management before their current contract expires. That deadline is coming up at the end of September. A yes vote would allow a bargaining committee to call a strike for up to 2 weeks. Staffing levels and pay are key issues in the negotiations. Colorado is among 10 states where the federal government wants to reduce preventable deaths among indigenous people. CPR's Ryan Warner reports.
A new campaign developed with tribal input targets carbon monoxide poisoning and infant mortality.
For a safe night's sleep, use a fitted sheet only and be sure there are no toys, blankets, or pillows around your baby.
Peter Feldman, a member of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, unveiled the project during a visit to Colorado.
There are many ways that the terrible accidents happen, even to good parents who are trying to do the right thing with respect to their infants. So these are always tragic, but they happen every day.
The ads will run on radio and appear on billboards. I'm Ryan Warner, CPR News.
A man is dead after his glider crashed in Larimer County Thursday afternoon. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating what happened. Authorities say the aircraft went down on private property south of the Soapstone Prairie Natural Area. The pilot was the only person on the fixed-wing, single-seat glider. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.